Vikings game plan continues. Paul Allen with a heavy hitter, Minnesota Vikings safety Harrison Smith, a Knoxville, Tennessee native. The Vikings take on the Tennessee Titans to begin the 2016 season, and we welcome Harrison to the conversation.
Eli on third and short, looks the way Randall fires. Intercepted at the 35-yard line. It's Harrison Smith. Touchdown!
In 2006, 19 rushing touchdowns at Knoxville Catholic High School. Why safety, not running back?
I always enjoyed playing defense. I played corner and safety in my high school career, and then, you know, like you said, offense as well. So as long as I was playing football, I loved it. And, you know, safety was just kind of my natural fit.
If you had three practice days or whatever to get ready for a game in the NFL to play running back, how well would you do?
It'd be tough. I have a lot of respect for running backs in general, just the amount of hits they take, you know, because I'll come out of a game playing safety and be extremely sore for the whole week. So I can't even imagine how those guys feel.
Speaking of rushing attacks, DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, very physical Tennessee offensive line for the season opener. What can you tell us about their rushing attack?
You know, both of those guys, you know, very physical, very talented, big, strong runners. So, you know, a lot of respect for the way they run the ball downhill, you know, falling forward. And so we're going to have to, you know, bring our physical game. Tight end Delanie Walker can also get after it in the pass game. So they got a lot of weapons.
Does their second-year quarterback, Marcus Mariota, run by design? Or does he escape well when things break down?
You could probably say both. Definitely escapes well. Has a good feel for the pocket, when to get out of there. He's fast, and he's got moves too. So he's got a good feel for the game, when to pump fake, stuff like that. And he can make plays with his legs as well as with his arm.
What excites you about the Vikings defense into this game and this season?
Just the guys that make up the defense. I don't just point to the secondary or to the D-line or the linebackers. Coaches too, like, we all love playing football, running to the football, tackling, and that's what we have to put on tape. Not just, you know, one guy making a tackle. That's what excites me, is seeing that on film and having other people see that.
You have a couple of veterans in Harrison Smith and Andrew Sandejo starting at safety. Behind them, rookie Jayron Kearse from Clemson. Safe to say he gradually improved during the offseason.
Threw it right to Jayron Kearse, and here comes the rookie to the 40, 45, 50. Chargers territory, Jayron Kearse.
Yeah, no question. He's you know, he's very talented, you know, long, tall, can run. He's got great ball skills. You know, he's a great pick, and I'm excited to see what he does in the future.
With the way things began last year at San Francisco, has the head coach been on you guys just as to be mindful of how it began last year?
You know, we haven't harped on that too much, but especially as a defense, we've communicated that with each other. You know, that's not how we want to start this year. You know, giving up 200 plus rushing yards, coming out not being us, and that's kind of what I said. I want to see us on film. And we know who we are, but we have to go show everybody else who we are.
You've concluded a week of practice against new Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford. How does he look?
He can sling it. He's got a cannon attached to his arm. You know, he can definitely put it out there. We've got a lot of faith in our offense, no matter who the quarterback is. Special teams, offense, defense, we're all going to work together, be a team.
You know, it's been nearly 2 weeks since Teddy Bridgewater was lost for the season due to a dislocated knee and assorted knee-related injuries. Have you chatted with Teddy? How is he doing emotionally?
Yeah, he's been around emotionally. You just can't knock him. He's always positive. He's always moving forward, always thinking what's next. And that's, you know, that's why we all love him, because you're just not going to stop that guy.
Being one of the best safeties in the NFL, how do you stay disciplined when a quarterback tries to look you off? I mean, quarterbacks are going to try to move somebody like you with their eyes. How do you stay disciplined and not let them do it?
I mean, sometimes they've gotten me. That's just how it goes. And depending on the coverage and things like that, you have different responsibilities, and you can be, I don't want to say more aggressive, but you can do more of that than you can in other coverages. So you just have to know what your responsibility is and trust in the defense. Don't think I have to make every play. You know, if he looks one way, you know, the corner's got it or the linebacker's got it, and I'll take care of my job. So you just have to trust the guys around you.
Did it take you more than a day to recover from Texas-Notre Dame and that unbelievably exciting game?
Yeah, it was tough, especially because Jerry Gray runs our meetings, you know, Texas guy in the College Football Hall of Fame. So, no, but it was a good game to watch. It's always fun to watch those guys put good film out there and play hard, and that's what they did. Unfortunately, we didn't get the win, though.